Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 11. Today is Monday, 9/30/13. Yeah, I know the past couple weeks I forgot to mention the date. I'm sorry. With me today, I have Mr. Mocha.
Hello.
Mr. Mocha was kind enough to provide the notes for today because, unfortunately, I was a little busy and I couldn't do them. So thank you, Mocha.
You're welcome.
I also have Borador.
It's Borador! He's back!
It was a lot quieter when you weren't here. And I also And I also have Mr. Narmisil.
Hi, everybody!
I am not calling you Dr. Nick again.
Wah, wah.
And of course, I am Random Jack. So I guess with today, we'll start out like normal. So, let's go with Borador. How's your reurgence back into the internet's been?
Well, before my internet went down, I was playing the, you know, standard Final Fantasy XIV. Then my internet went kablooey kablemicus on me. And, I was able to, thankfully, before my internet went down, pick up State of Decay on Steam Early Access, and oh my, I can see why that it's a popular zombie survival game on the consoles. I just wished it had keyboard and mouse support instead of me having to go through the hassle of using a controller, because it's been, I've never, ever, 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 ever used any form of Xbox or PlayStation controller on my computers. I've used, you know, steering wheels and joysticks, but not a controller. State of Decay, very good game. I could see why it's popular. I can't wait to see what else they do with it. When my internet came back up, it's been Final Fantasy XIV. Played a little bit of Terraria just to make sure my server's running properly for tomorrow's massive update, and boy, it's a massive update, bros. I look at that change log. Woohoo!
Oh, the change log's out?
Yes, on their website, terrariaonline.com. And just put it this way, 1,000 new items. New biomes, new weapons, new bosses, new monsters, new variations of monsters, weather effects, background, new backgrounds, and inactive active blocks, and yeah, they fixed the wiring bug, which is kind of nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Trying to think, was there anything else I had played during my off-the-interweb time? I don't think so. There was a lot of Skyrim, too, because after 2 days of playing State of Decay, my brother kind of stole my controller, because he can't play Skyrim without a controller.
Sounds like a personal problem there.
Yeah.
And what do you have planned for the next week?
I'm going to be mixing Final Fantasy XIV and Terraria after the update goes live, because I'm excited for this update. I really am. I can't wait to
Terraria.
See it. Yeah, oh, by the way, guys, I have went and did a little bit of farming in Terraria the other day. I have certain items that I think you guys would at least like to have, like a grappling hook, just to make things a little easier, considering how hard it was to find hooks in the first place to make a grappling hook.
Speaking of that, I was actually able to recover my old save from my old hard drive when I was playing on the laptop, so I've actually got my old character up and running.
Has he got any good stats? Any good equipment?
Yeah, pretty good. He's got like these demon wings that he flies around with. It's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so Mocha, what have you been up to?
Just Rift and Minecraft.
Any new things going on there?
I'm just waiting for Minecraft, the mod makers to finish updating mods for 1.64.
And when that happens, 1.7 will come out and break everything.
Well, that's typical, and then you gotta wait for 1.4 the mod makers get caught up.
Mm-hmm. Same thing for the next week for you?
Pretty much, unless I come up with something new.
Okay. Narm, how you been doing for the week?
Doing pretty good. Got some Final Fantasy time in. I have been relentlessly playing the same dungeon over and over again, hunting down gear. I finally got my pointy hat, so I'm happy about that. Now all I need is the gloves, and I can really give a shit less about that.
Yeah,
you're still trying to get that Black Mage gear?
I got the Black Mage gear, minus the gloves. I have the full set.
Yeah, we ran it once the other night.
Don't mind me asking, which dungeon?
Bray Flock's Longstop. It's the one where you fight the dragon at the end.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a pain in the butt that one time we ran it. We had two PS3 players, but the one was handling himself pretty well. The other one was Japanese and couldn't understand a word we were saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The tank was Japanese.
Oh, lovely.
What a horrible tank. Horrible, horrible tank.
Yeah, we definitely all need to get together and do a dungeon run.
So what do you got planned for the next week?
I'm trying to get as much Final Fantasy time in because my subscription is about to run out, and between paychecks, I'm going to have to go a couple days without sad face.
So anything else in your next week horizon?
I've been playing Terraria in my downtime, like during Final Fantasy maintenance and stuff. And watching some TV episodes between all that when it gets too late for me to have any kind of energy to do anything else. But that's really not even gaming related. So, yeah, that's about it.
Alrighty. So, for me, let's see. I actually played a little bit of the Artemis with Mr. Nyrus for a bit. And that went... the first time it was like, wow. And then the second time it was like, hey, we got a hang of this, you know?
Of which, when are we going to get together and do that?
Yes, I was going to mention that one. Got to get that one up and see if we could get that going. Maybe tonight. See how everybody's feeling.
Be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I played Final Fantasy, played a little Terraria, hopped back on my DS again for a little bit. Was playing. I restarted my Fire Emblem save because I got stuck at one point, and I was just like, nah, I gotta redo this over again the right way. So I'm constantly grinding out my characters and leveling them up and changing their classes and then leveling them up and then changing their classes so they could be beastly. Besides that, nothing really much. I plan on playing Terraria when the update does hit. A little bit more Final Fantasy, some more Fire Emblem. And hopefully we get the Artemis in there too. So that's my whole thing.
Sweet!
And we'll go right into our discussions. This week's discussion, and pretty much everywhere's discussion, has been three major announcements for Valve Steam and their awesome sauce of brilliance in the PC gaming world.
You have one quick comment.
You?
Could you imagine the pandemonium if they would have done this at E3?
No, not really. I think this is more. Nah.
I think it would have been interesting hearing that break at E3 instead of just in the middle of end of September.
Nah.
Well, it is creating quite a stir in the computer developers world. Yeah, quite a bit there.
Yep, and we'll go into a little bit more of why it is in just a second. So, last week we did mention the first of the announcements, which was the SteamOS. So, again, just to reiterate some of this, you know, the pros are that it's free. More options for things with it. It's not just going to be, you know, instead of just Windows now, you could just have a gaming console kind of with Steam. Yeah.
Or put it on your computer.
Or put it on your computer. Yeah, there's going to be a whole bunch of different things. It runs off a Linux base. So it's basically a Linux computer that has this kind of like an API to it. So basically you're going to wind up with possibly cheaper computers for your average user that can play these computer-based games for not only on your computer, but possibly on your TV and stuff like that. So in general, a little bit more than just a computer-based console. The second announcement was the Steam Machines. Basically what that was is pretty much the whole idea of the Steam Box, but it was a little bit more than just the Steam Box. What it was is not Valve and Steam. They're not building one machine. They're technically not even building a machine. It's everyone else that's going to be building machines for the Steam OS. What does that mean? Well, in the general idea, what this means is that you're going to have, let's say, what are some big PC builders? You got like Samsung, you got Toshiba, HP, Dell. Oh, no, maybe Alienware.
You've also got places like Alienware, iBuyPower, CyberPC, I think it was called.
CyberPC.
Yeah, CyberPC. You got the iX3 guys. Basically, what's going to happen is they're all going to make a generalized kind of upgradable PC kind of build that runs this Linux-based Linux-based OS system with the Steam OS, and you're going to buy it from them and run it. Just like you would buy a console from either, Microsoft, Sony, or Nintendo. Now, let's focus on the Steam Machines a little bit and go into a little bit of a discussion. Because everybody's itching to put their little input out and everything like that. So, go ahead, Mocha. What are your pros, cons? What do you think about the Steam Machines? And even if you have any input on the Steam OS to tie in or anything like that as well.
Well, the main thing with the Steam OS, and this was pointed out by Kevin Levine. Levine. Yeah, that's him. Sorry. Yeah. With the Steam OS, once you purchase the game, it's yours, period. Doesn't matter which machine, whatnot, where, the game will never go away. You always have the game. Unlike nowadays, games go away because console upgrades, computer upgrades, whatnot all. But with the Linksys base, you'll never lose the game. And as far as the Steam Box is concerned, iX3 so far is the only one that I know of that has put out anything about designing a compact machine for the Steam OS. And from what I read, the only thing I could see that was upgradable was the hard drive, and that's it. If they're going to be competitive and want to really get into the living room and beat out the consoles, these prices will have to come down from where they're sitting at now.
Yeah, but we still don't know what these prices are going to be. They could be competitively priced. They could be a little more. They could be a little less.
The Piston already has its whole thing out. Basically, what the Piston
is... $899 right now.
I thought I said $999. I'm sorry.
I think waiting and seeing is a better idea, because I think that would be jumping the gun.
It's
looking
out
at the Piston as... I know the Piston's out, but looking at the Piston as a pricing baseline, I don't think that's a good idea just yet.
No, I agree with you there, Borador. I do have to say that just this one, because the Piston is a very tiny, very form-factored system. And it's probably going to be its topper end.
In the price range. I hope not.
No.
You meant price range, not spec wise?
No, not spec wise.
All right, good. Because that thing is horrid.
I can make it better.
Absolutely horrid.
It's not terrible.
I've seen videos of that thing playing. What was it? I think it was like Team Fortress 2 at 17 frames a second.
Yeah, but that's not what this one's built as. There is no video of this one. This one's totally different than any of the other ones that they have built before.
Supposedly, so.
Yeah, I'm also going back like 6 months ago when that thing showed up on the radar.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll have to see what the other manufacturers come up with and see if they can't get more. I guess the word would be competitive, because they're going to have to design something that's competitive for the console if they want to get into the front, into the living rooms.
Either that, or in my opinion, is this thing might just fall in as a niche device where somebody like me that has a massively huge Steam library and wants to play on a couch and, you know, not have to drag this big Build-A-Beast monster into my living room.
Now,
which is entirely possible. Which is entirely possible. I could do that theoretically, but would I really want to have to lug this thing back and forth? Nah. I'd rather have, you know, a little Steam machine sitting on my, you know, TV in the living room and streaming content from my PC if it's possible.
I do have to
network
agree with
attached storage.
Yep. I do have to agree with Mocha on the point that you know, the X3 has a price point. It's out and everything like that, but it is the first of the of everything. You know, I do have to agree with Borador that it could fall onto a specific niche, especially with us older Steam users. I've already come up with an idea. LAN parties. Would I bring my computer? Hell no. This thing freaking weighs like 80, 90 pounds. It's if I can bring this nice little thing around to a LAN party, to my friend's house, hey, look, I just picked up this game that you can't get on the console. Take a look at it. You know, here's Terraria's new update that you can't get on the console because it's PC only. There you go. Now I can bring this nice little compact box.
Yes!
You know.
Take a shot at them poor-ass console players. Yeah!
I can take my nice little Steam box, bring it, you know, over without risk of damage or anything, because I don't have to strap the freaking seatbelt around it. No, seriously, I strap my seatbelt around my computer when I travel. But I have to travel.
I know, and you did it for mine when you delivered it.
So, it's, you know, it's a lot easier, a lot portable, a lot of other things too. The other thing, one of the other biggest thing is like, okay, so I have my PC up in my room. Let's just say, you know, the way my PC is it's my PC. You have to be someone very special to touch my PC. Like, if a buddy of mine touches my PC, they know, you know, you destroy my PC, you're going to be paying for it. If a significant other of mine touches my PC, you better be, you know, before you can touch it, there's a good couple of months before I let you touch it. If not, I'll be over your shoulder watching every move you do. So, my PC is my baby. And if I had a Steam box, on the other hand, you know, hey, you know, family sharing, Steam box, let me toss that thing in the living room or downstairs or something. Here, go at it. I'm not online. You play my games. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. And that's the pros on it. And also, with it being a Linux, if you buy a title in a Linux for the Steam OS, you never lose that game either.
That goes
Linux
on your account.
Really, Linux never really has updates that will stop.
Break something.
Yeah, break something. Like Windows XP to Windows Vista, Windows Vista to Windows 7, and so
forth. I have
an
example. When I had an XP machine, I had Scarface. I love that freaking game. Then when I got my Alienware, that was a Vista machine, and it wouldn't run because apparently it couldn't run on anything but XP, and it won't run on Windows 7 either. I'd have to use the virtual XP machine.
Yeah.
But that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, whereas in Steam, which is Linux-based, you don't have to worry. It's there. It's playable, no matter what.
That's why I'm thinking about putting. That's why I'm thinking about putting the Steam OS onto my computer and completely foregoing Windows.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Narm's been a little quiet. What do you think about the Steam machines there?
Narm has a cold. He's staying quiet.
Aw, Narm sick.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Okay. What do you see as any pros or cons or anything? You can keep it short.
In my own personal opinion, I personally, as I said, don't see any cons with it. I see all pros. It's definitely a good idea to get console-based players off that devil's bandwagon and into the PC master race.
Especially think about how much money they might possibly save with Steam.
And now, never losing a game either because of console upgrades.
And I did have a question for Narm.
And rather than buying a new system in 5 years, all they have to do is buy upgrades, if need be.
I do have a question for you, Narmy.
Shoot.
Do you plan on putting the Steam OS on your system?
I've got like 5 hard drives. I'm sure I can, play around with one of them just to...
Experiment with it?
Screw around with it. Yeah, why not?
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking of is as soon as Steam OS comes out, is get me another hard drive and formatting it for the Linux and the Steam OS and putting it on there.
Now, the biggest thing, one of the biggest concerns that I have about that is a few things like capabilities, things like we use Raid Call. Will Raid Call be able to be used on it? That's our major voice.
Yeah,
I
agree with you. Like, will it be only locked to Steam? Will we be able to play games like Final Fantasy 14 on the Steam OS?
Exactly. That was my next point, was big MMO games, things like World of Warcraft or
League
anything.
Legends.
Anything that's not found on Steam.
Wait. Just because we have Raycall Steam has their own communication
voice chat. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But so it's not the greatest in the world. I'm just saying.
Really not.
That may be addressed now with the Steam OS coming out. They may upgrade that and fix that and get a better quality out of it.
It's true.
So
it's true.
There may be a plus there.
But it's just a thing to think about. Will games that aren't available on Steam, would you be able to get these things on these machines if they are compatible with the Linux system? I think that's one of the things that I have to look at. I really, I don't even know if I would put it on another hard drive until I had a few answers like that. Because I don't want to be locked out of Raid Call. I don't want to be locked out, I'm hoping it runs like a normal PC. Now, with that fact, if it's going to run like a normal PC with Linux, if it's going to run like a regular Linux-based PC, obviously you probably have a web browser and thing like that and all that other great stuff. I still see it as everything's going to wind up over the price point of a system. I see nothing less than $600.
Well, that would be close to what the new consoles are going to be costing, so that would be competitive.
Now, the biggest thing is how Xbox, Microsoft, Sony, with their PlayStation, and Nintendo, with their Wii, they have everything. They have voice, they have talk, they have commercials. How is Steam and these companies going to be advertising this to these normal people? How are they going to get the word out that, hey, look, you have an alternative now?
The same way you do with anything else. Commercials on TV. What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's still going to have a harder time. I think it's going to be...
I don't think so.
I think it's going to be flat for a while. I think it's going to take a while for it to ramp up. I think years.
No, I don't see it taking years.
Like one or two.
I see it being a it happening quite fast because of the gaming community. They basically want away from Windows and DirectX. They want to say goodbye to it.
I'm talking
and
console.
Consoles are being advertised on TVs. Games for consoles are being advertised on TVs. You know that's coming. Steam, in order to get it out, will have to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always word of mouth, too. And that spreads faster than commercials on TV.
I've been talking about it all over the place already, man.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere without seeing something about it.
The only problem is I got in a little bit of trouble today at work.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Oh, well, I was like, hey, here's another option. And I talked about the Steam box that will be, you know, the Steam machines and stuff to the customer and everything like that. And the biggest problem with this is, the Steam box or Steam machines are going to be the fact that they can't get any retail support. And because I work in a video game retailing support, I focus myself on the general knowledge. I don't try to sell the product. I try to sell the image and the right gaming image and things like that. And I constantly get yelled at until that person comes up and, you know, they come to me every single time. And then now the managers are like, okay, you're good now. Okay, we're good. You know, this customer's coming to see you. You're driving a lot more customers to us. But it's something like I mentioned this, the Steam machine, and because you can't find retail games in a lot of places for the computer, because you can't find, you're probably not going to find these Steam machines anytime soon in a retail environment.
Actually, I foresee them coming out to make the Christmas rush. I see people getting them together and...
But not in a retail environment. I'm talking like a Best Buy, a GameStop, a Toys R Us, a Walmart, a Target.
I believe they'll be out. They'll be out.
I could see maybe Best Buy. I can see maybe GameStop. I don't see any of the other ones. And... The biggest part of that is the fact that there's going to be so many of them. Who are they going to go with? Are they going to go with the Pistons? Are they going to go with the this guy's, that guy's, you know?
Yeah, they're going to be battling between themselves on the machines. So it's basically going to come down to price and performance and quality. Is what it's going to come down to.
And I could actually put in an example. The unnamed place that I work at for the retail environments, there are so many Android tablets. We only carry like the biggest names. We carry Samsung and Kindle. We don't carry the iPod, iPads, or anything like that. We only carry those guys.
See, you're not allowed to carry the iPod or iPad. Apple.
Yeah, we have pods. We don't have pads. But I'm just saying, like, we have certain things and we have certain... But, you know, I have a feeling it's going to be hard on them because you're not going to have any back from the retailers. Because they're only...
Well, I got an argument against you with that because...
Well, basically,
Apple is doing it with the iPads. If you really want to get into it, the iPhones.
Well, outside of Microsoft,
Microsoft is doing it with their Surface, their new little thing. You don't really see those out in the retail world. You have to go to those specific shops. Whereas the Steam machine, you can a place can carry three different ones on the floor and have the rest available in, through the catalogs or store pickup or however they're doing it nowadays. And you're going to have a wider choice.
I see
this stuff popping up in about 6 months being in stores. I really do.
You really do? I can see Best Buy. I can see GameStop. I don't see anything else. That's kind of.
Yeah, you know, because of Sony, Nintendo, Microsoft, they're all really looking down at this on this whole business with the Steam OS and the Steam Box. They are not happy about it at all.
Oh, of course not. It's more competition.
It's a major hit in their pockets, and it's what Steam is doing is basically giving the gamers what they want.
It's a choice.
Not what these particular companies want you to have, but what the gamer wants. And that's the biggest, going to be one of the biggest draws behind it.
And it's the freedom, dude. There's a lot of freedom in with this.
Narm, what do you feel about it?
Anything else to add? Dates, maybe the whole retail aspect. Because, you know, my major thing is the fact that a lot of people get their information and stuff from retail. There's a lot of people that just go into retail and they get what's there. They're not looking for anything else.
Well, one of the strongest backers for Valve right now is word of mouth. And it's getting around. People are getting it out there. And you even said it yourself. You've been talking about it too.
Even though I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I got in trouble for it, yeah.
Well, even though you got in trouble, those are specific businesses that are driven to
what their standards are and things they sell. Yeah.
Yeah. And if something else that's better and more universal.
Maybe I need to make a nice letter to whoever is the head of my company and say, hey, look, you know, this is coming out. Keep an eye on it. It's going to be big.
That
sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that.
You should. And they really need to start looking. These vendors need to start looking at that. And this is going to be a major, major draw. Freedom of choice. Gamers are going to be able to have better response time, better play time without the problems that we're experiencing now. Well, look at Nvidia. NVIDIA.
NVIDIA.
They always been opposed to working on Linksys-based OSs. Just recently, they announced that they are now going to get into it and start backing it because they foresee that the Steam OS has a very viable is going to be a big time player in the gaming world.
It's also because they have a little bit of a sore butt because the major consoles picked AMD over them.
That's only part of it. Nvidia has always been beating up Linksys, the Linksys OS. They never really like to give out the information to them. Now they've done a total 180.
Mm-hmm.
And they are trying to get
a quick addendum. Linksys is a brand of routers. Linux is the operating system.
Thank you. Yeah, Linux. I keep getting those mixed up. Oh well.
Yeah, it's okay.
Navita's jumped on that bandwagon.
So. Yeah, I'm actually really excited that everything's going to be it's going to be primarily a NVIDIA run market. Even though the Piston has announced that it'll have AMD graphics in it, and it is probably up to whoever the company that makes the Steam machine what's going to be in it, but they are really backing NVIDIA is really backing up this big time.
Yeah, and AMD's also got their Linux program out there running too to help out AMD called Mantle. So it's going to be a win-win situation for everybody that you look at. Even the developers of games like Double Fine, there was a couple others, Paradox I think was another one, that are rejoicing and saying it's about time. They can't wait for this to go live. And there are games out there already available for the Linux OS. And they're talking about porting over more of the AAAs over to it. So see this thing taking off big time.
Now, I kind of just thought of something, okay? And I want you guys to imagine this for a second. Technology increases in strides year by year, especially computer gaming. Now, when you build a computer, the top high-powered computers are either used for companies, corporations, and things like that, or your visual artists, your artists, video renderers, anything that you needs all that power to do the kind of technology that they need, or video gaming.
Wait. I like to interject there. a lot of those that use the CADs and the high renderings and that, the gaming rigs are more powerful.
Oh yes. I'm talking about in general. What are normally your high end computers? You have anything that uses any big major computers that need this stuff. You have your video editors and stuff like that. They need that power to render things fast, and they need the video cards to make everything look pretty so they can have a pretty thing. Anything like on TV, movie productions, all that stuff. They all need a high-powered computer and video gamers. So is it safe to say that technology is kind of based on those systems? It'll only increase when the demand is increased. Kind of.
Well,
I see
a point there. I'm looking at is that the companies right now are always looking to make things bigger.
Well,
better.
Well, what I'm trying to get into is, what if this causes such a demand in it that now people, NVIDIA, who else, Gigabyte, any of these companies, anything that has to do with a computer, we might see leaps, bounds, and strides because of this now in the technology field.
Man has a point.
Because there was an article I was reading, and it kind of plays into this, how they're trying to shrink down the processors from, 22 down to 14, and they're trying to get
the
them
actual
even down,
physical size, right?
Yeah, nanometers, yeah. You're talking small components, and they're even talking about walking away from the silicon chip and going to carbon tubing. Carbon.
I've heard carbon, lasers. I've heard everything.
And that'll allow the processors to even be smaller, 5 times more powerful than what their current status is right now.
Durable. Yeah, I could definitely see this turning the whole aspect of the technology base around it a lot faster. It just kind of clicked into my head. I'm like, oh man, demand is going to go higher. Just,
exactly. More and more power, more and more games. The video card industry is going to get another shot in the arm. The CPUs are going to get another shot in the arm. And see, with these steam machines, they're going to be the smart person that makes the correct machine. You'll be able to upgrade that, put in the new processors, new video cards, whatever, to make the machine even better. Yep. And keep up with the times.
Yep.
And you're running the same OS. So you're never going to lose your games. That there is the other big plus. You're never going to lose a game. You can buy a game now, and in 5 years, you can still play that game.
Did have one question about that.
What? Okay, go ahead.
Now, doesn't a developer have to make the game also run on Linux?
Yes, and they will be. It's already been announced to a lot of people.
Here's the thing. In one of the articles I have read, it says that if you port it to a Mac, when they port a game over to Mac, they're 2/3 to 3/4 of the way done of porting it over to Linux. They're that close.
When this becomes big,
we'd have to see existing games like Final Fantasy XIV need to be ported to Linux. Then is that what you're saying?
Yes. Anything that's out now will have a little bit of a hiccup, probably. Though I think they said anything on Steam is already playable on the Steam OS, so they probably have something built into the Steam OS that allows that kind of conversion.
Maybe
already.
Like some kind of emulator.
Something.
Now I had another question.
Everything from here on out will probably have to, and every game developer is probably already thinking about, okay, I'm making this game, like EverQuest, Sony, Elder Scrolls, they're probably already thinking about this. Oh my God, Steambox, Steam Machines, blah, 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 blah. We gotta put this out now because it's going to happen,
Well, Sony is naturally going to go against them. They're Sony.
I don't know. Maybe not their MMOs. That's more money for them.
They'd be foolish not to. I'll agree with you there.
Any company would be foolish not to, because it's a chance to make more revenue.
And if the gaming world switches over to the SteamOS with the Linux base OS, God forbid if you don't make one for it.
We did spend enough time on this, and we do have to get going on to the other news. And I've heard, I can hear all our listeners out there, just they're in my head right now, and they're saying, "But I fucking hate the keyboard and the mouse. I can't control the keyboard and the mouse. There's so many buttons on a keyboard and a mouse. How do you game on that shit?" Well, that comes into the third.
Because we're good, that's why.
Yes. But that comes into the third announcement. And the third announcement from Steam was a Steam controller. And a controller that is none like any other I have seen.
No kidding.
I agree with that.
Oh, man.
It actually, in my opinion, looks smexy enough for me to actually buy it and probably use it on my computer if it gives me the level of precision they're claiming.
You didn't really have anything on the controller much, did you?
No, I didn't, but it's very easy to look up.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I'm getting it up too.
Matter of fact, I got, yeah, Steam controller announced by Valve.
I'm actually going to the website. All right, so the controller here. It doesn't look wonderful. I got to honestly say, I'm not...
I think it's schmexy.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'd love to have my thumbs rolling over those track pads, if you know what I mean.
But yes, it's totally different. You don't have a joystick. There are fully touch pads, and it's supposed to give you the greatest amount of actual precision. Basically,
it's kind of tactile feedback.
Oh, it's gonna give you a lot of things. Let's put it this way. Microsoft had the technology to do cross-console already. The biggest problem with cross-console via console-based versus PC users, and the same kind of reason with Counter-Strike Go, it was supposed to be PS3 and the PC were supposed to be able to cross. But no matter what, the PC users were dominating. There was no hold bars. Even if they were allowed to use a PC, you know, a controller and a mouse, a keyboard and a mouse on the system, it was just, you know, dumbfounded. PC users were kicking the living butt out of console users. It's just that's the major reason why there is no cross console. Now,
I mean, go look at any live stream of like StarCraft competitions, and just look at those guys on the mouse and keyboard. How fast they freaking move! It is redonkulous.
So you take a look at this controller, and what do you see? You see these trackpads, you see a couple buttons, and then you see the little LED kind of center screen.
Don't forget about the four buttons next to the two buttons next to each trackpad.
Yes, I know. I said a couple buttons and stuff.
Sorry.
You're like, yeah, it's missing a couple buttons. No, they're on the back of the controller. Every button that you're going to be using is basically in touch, so you don't have to lift your thumbs off those trackpads. So when you're using a normal Xbox controller, PlayStation controller, you have to lift up your thumbs. You lose a little bit of, you know, control a little bit. You know, some of you might say, oh, it's just a fraction of a second. That fraction of a second is a headshot. You know,
now
you don't have to lift up your thumbs at all. You could shoot that one guy and switch to the next guy while you're shooting. You know, it's or you could melee that one guy and then switch to shooting without any problems. The LED trackpad, the LED center thing is actually a button. You're going to have like hotkeys and stuff on that thing for certain things, let's say an MMO for all test purposes. Your skills will be like light lit up there, and you have to press the spot. It'll feel where you're touching, but you actually have to click it. So if you just accidentally kind of like, oh, I swiped over it, it won't register it. You actually have to put it. It also controls the Steam overlay, so it'll show up on your screen. So you actually don't have to look at your controller. You can kind of just boop, and it'll show up on your screen. There is a rumble kind of feature, but it's a very increased rumble feature. And
you're talking like force feedback type deals.
Yes, force feedback, things like that. It's an upgraded rumble. And one of the two biggest things that I really like about this is shared configurations. You can configure the controllers to any way you want. So if you're playing a game and you like playing it, I don't know, something that, you know, I'm going to pull up Halo because I played a lot of Halo, so I can. You've got your Recon, you've got your Southpaw, you've got this, that, the third. Any of those, they're pre-configured. Now you could go in and configure any way you want. Anyway, you could sit there and your left tack pad could be this button, your back button could be that, you decide. Or you could choose.
In other words, what you're trying to say, it's fully programmable. However you like your layouts.
Exactly, and then you can actually go in or choose from the most popular configurations. So you'll see what everybody else is using as well.
would assume stuff like that would be up on like the Steam Workshop for people to get, I'd assume.
Something like it. It'll probably be an extra option as well. The second thing is it's fully opened. I'm going to actually read this directly from the page. They title it Openness. And it states, the Steam controller was designed from the ground up to be hackable, just as the Steam community and the Workshop contributors currently deliver tremendous value via additions to software products on Steam. We believe that they will meaningfully contribute to the design of the Steam controller. We plan to make tools available that will enable users to participate in all aspects of the experience, from industrial design to electrical engineering. We can't wait to see what you come up with. They have a picture here where the whole controller is ripped apart. It is literally in segments. From the back, to the buttons in the back, to the trackpads, to the LED light screen, to the covers around that, to the front plating. It's fully removable. So you might see this base model come out, and then later down the line, Joe Schmo from over here made this awesome looking ergonomic controller for, you know, our mod where it fits people with larger hands. You know,
somebody with only one arm could use it.
Possibly. You could, yeah, definitely. Definitely. There is a ton of stuff that could be happening to this computer, this controller. And it's not even just design. They're talking about the electrical, where they can put a...
Rewire the damn thing.
Yeah.
Maybe take the trackpads out and put in analog sticks.
Put in new buttons. Put in less buttons. Take this out. Add that. Instead of an LCD screen,
wire the thing to a keyboard.
Yeah, you could. They're talking about anything. It's crazy. I honestly, this is probably. I was a little upset that their third announcement wasn't controller, but it does seem justified with what they announced.
That's right. Who was right about third announcement?
Schmeged.
Not you, because you got it from somebody else.
So?
You can't take credit for it.
You asked me what I thought it would be, and I said, I think it's going to be a controller. Because that was what I thought it was going to be.
No, you didn't.
Oh, don't get all country on us.
I'll get all country as long as I want.
Anyways, I will say I was a little upset that it was a controller, because I was hoping for something like... the ability to sell your used games or something along that lines. But I'm not terribly upset about it. It definitely looks cool. And I do like to see where it goes in the future and stuff. So, closing arguments for everything in general. Any other points you want to put up or anything like that, you can say it now. We're going to start with Mocha. Do you have anything else in all three of these systems at all? Anything?
I just can't wait to see them come out. I'm seriously thinking about the Steam OS and going over to it. So, I can't wait.
Okay. Narm?
Yes.
Closing statements. Anything with the three announcements? Anything you want to add? Anything at all? Would you, if you're happy?
Time will tell. I am extremely happy and am anticipating good things to come out of it.
Okay. Border, go ahead.
Okay. You're going to regret calling on me for this one.
I said last minute, as if you have a very selective time.
A, I'm excited. B, anything that could possibly get me off of Windows, I think is a godsend. Especially with some of the other announcements that have come out in the last week, with other certain things related to Linux, I think we could possibly see a power shift in for PC gaming, and maybe who knows, maybe even console gaming too.
Okay. And for my final, I have to say, about time. Really, about time. I'm hoping that this brings back such a powerhouse to the PC gaming world, where it's no longer second in line to the consoles, where we have to fight and sign petitions for a game to come out, wait months, years,
even years,
for a port that's substandard, i.e. Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
yeah, it's just about time. It really is. And I hope everything just goes the way it is. As I said before, I'm not even joking. I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to work. I'm going to talk to my managers. I'm going to find out who I need to talk to, who I send a letter to, who I call. I am going to tell them about the Steam box, and I'm going to push it hard.
They'd be fools not to.
Oh, that's another question that you just mentioned. Will places like GameStop be selling these things?
We've already hit that when you were away.
Yeah, I foresee coming within the next 6 months. He's saying a year to 2 years.
I'm saying selective. I'm also saying that Best Buy or GameStop will only be the ones that sell it. I don't see any other retailers who sell video games to sell
it. Not even Walmart.
Nope. Not Walmart, not Target, not Toys R Us. You know, I don't see any of that.
Well, you never know. If this thing comes on as strong as it is, as I believe it will, they may all just be jumping on the bandwagon.
I'm just going to say this one last thing in the regard and to that whole thing, and it's directly in line with my company because I know how they work now. They're not going to make a profit on the system. There is no other profits to be made besides the system. They won't sell it.
Steam cards?
They don't make a profit on the Steam cards. Yeah. If it is, it's like a penny. It's very negligible. They're not going to sell it. They don't make profits on it. There's no games. There's no peripherals. They're not going to make a profit on it. They're not going to sell it. But yes.
Well, yeah, for that company, they're foolish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're expecting what is it, that new Xbox and the PS4 to be the big boys coming out. Well, I think this Steam OS is going to make a lot of people do a double take.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing too, is that a lot of people I know that are on consoles because they think that computers are too complicated to build. Now, if they can just go to a freaking store and pick up one of these things, they'd probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they keep the prices down compatible with the consoles, and they have good performance and quality out of them, I believe we may just see an increase in PC gamers.
Also, think about the price point in regards to the price point. Since SteamOS is free, that's one less thing you have to pay for. The operating system, when you get a computer, costs money to put in it.
A lot of money. One of the major costs of a computer is the operating system.
But the thing is, you're talking about a free OS if you already have a machine to put it in. If not, then you're spending money on parts to get it in the machine.
The Steam boxes are going to have the Steam OS in them already.
Okay, then you're paying money for hardware, not necessarily the software.
When you go to Dell and you buy a computer, Windows is incorporated into that PC. You bought Windows.
But it's also incorporated into the price of the machine.
Exactly. It's all in there. You're paying for it. When you're going to buy one of these things, you're not going to pay for it.
Yeah, you're just paying for hardware.
Yeah. And it's going to wind up causing the machines to be cheaper. You're going to see a better build of computers for cheaper. And with that, Anybody, any of our viewers, listeners, I want to know your opinions. We want to know your opinions. Please, if you have any points, any comments, whether you agree, simply agree, or if you have any other insights about any of these topics, please send us an email to funtimesgaming@gmail.com, and we will read your email next week. Definitely want to hear from our listeners. I would like to know more on what you guys think about this whole these Steam announcements. So we'll go into our normal segment, and we're going to try and rush through this as fast as possible without keeping you bored. So yeah, in our gaming news today, Takedown, Red Saber was released last Friday and has encountered the launch day woes. The developers of the game are hard at work to get the problem sorted and to burn out the bugs. They have a lot of work ahead of them, as the list of known bugs is long and very depressing. It was a Kickstarter game, so hopefully they get everything good and keep the Kickstarter name up so we can still see some awesome new things coming out from that. Radeon announces their new R9 series cards that will support DirectX 11.2. Will also be capable with the Linux systems as well as Mantle programs.
I'm very interested in Mantle.
Get me away
from DirectX. I'll be a full-on Linux machine.
We'll see how it is.
If that thing can lower the amount of RAM I'm using, like they say it should be able to, then I'm all for that.
It's got its ups and downs. We just kind of have to. I definitely
see
have
a
to
real
wait
world
and
see it oh, yeah. see it used in real world application.
For the South Park fans out there, those of you who have been waiting for the Stick of Truth.
I've been waiting so long, I can't wait.
Coming out on December 10th in the U.S. and Europe on December 12th.
And that's the day before my birthday, so, you know, I'd expect that as a birthday gift from somebody out there in podcast land. Please.
Anybody who buys Board or that game has to go through me, and I'll be stealing the game from him.
Hey.
It's true.
Just because it's true doesn't make it any less funny.
Planetary Annihilation, who was a Kickstarter game, they will have a chance. Anybody who backed the game has a chance to help name the four different factions. The commanders of the four factions, as well as their symbols. PlanetSide 2 fans have been given SOE an earful on the game's performance. SOE says that PlanetSide, the sequel, is quicker and more and a more responsive beast. So we'll have to wait for that sequel. A mod came out for Mountain Blade called A Clash of Kings.
I am going to need to try that out because I do own Mountain Blade.
Okay, so that is including new lords, new castles, and new NPCs. For all those train fans out there, you'll be glad to hear that Train Simulator 2014 is out, and remember, any of you that have owned 2013 has a free upgrade, so enjoy your 2014 and your $3,000 worth of DLC.
My God.
A few weeks ago, we have told you about the Steam Family Sharing Program. Be sure to check your inboxes, because there are a few that have been out. Given out, as well as actually there has been two waves. I think there was a total of about 30,000 betas given out. So yeah, be sure to check your inventories for that that going. Neverending Nightmares passes its funding goal of 99,000 with only hours to spare. It will launch on the OUA first in 2014. And then will be available for Windows, PC, Mac, and Linux later
on. For the last time, it's OUYAH!
Nope. It's OUYA. Frictional Games, who is a Swedish indie developer, is teasing us about their next project. Right now, there is a mysterious placeholder website that displays a loading bar at 36% progression, and it says, booting systems after an unexpected shutdown. Please stand by. Hopefully, we'll see something new on that website, since the studio is planning to release whatever that game is sometime in 2014.
That ought to be interesting.
Oh yeah, definitely. For your gamer fans out there, there's a little bit something different, and it deals with the iOS game called Space Cube. The game's latest update will allow you the options of turning your game's creations into 3D printed objects. So, Mocha, since you read about this a little bit more. Do you remember if you needed a 3D printer for this one?
No. What happens is, with the download, in the game, you create your spacecraft, okay? It can be anything you want, from a hamburger to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all right? And you have the option of having this being 3D printed out and sent to you in the mail.
Ah.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Any idea on the cost?
I guess that would have to depend. I have no idea. I would presume it would depend on how big and how detailed the creation is.
Possibly, yeah.
The other thing is, if you like somebody else's creation, you can go and download their creation, and then you also get the option of having that 3D printed out for you, too. So you're not just limited to what you made.
Oh, I'll make a shitload of Star Wars stuff.
I'm looking at the photos, and they look pretty cool. Let's see, we got like sushi. A table for sushi, a couple of ships, looks like a dragon head. I see Rudolph. Yep. I see a toilet bowl. I see the Statue of Liberty.
A toilet bowl fully functional? That would be wicked.
No idea.
No, it's tiny, dude. Though the game, it doesn't say any price on it, but the game is 99 cents and is available for the iPhone 4 and above, iPad 2 and above, and iPod 5.
Oh.
Infinite Crisis has a new member joining the team of Arcane, Green Lantern, Batman, and Cyborg. Catwoman is along with them now. Remember, Infinite Crisis is the MOBA DC game. Middle of Nowhere made its indie developer Vision Arts has relaunched its Kickstarter campaign. The developer's
goal is to relaunch.
Yep.
Yeah, relaunch. Yeah, they didn't quite make it the first time around, so they relaunched it through the Kickstarter again. And their goal this time is to raise 25,000 euros in order to allow them to properly finish and launch the game. They also are offering a free demo of the game to their Kickstarter page.
Free demos are awesome. And our last bit of news for this week, GTA 5 does have a few problems that the developers are working on. One of the problems is parking your vehicle in a garage to only have it vanish, and there's no way of getting it back.
Yeah, and losing any upgrades you've put into it. Also, there are system crashes. From what I read, any Xbox between that was manufactured between 2006 and 2009, the ones that are more susceptible to the Red Ring of Death are
2005.
Okay, 2005. Sorry, I got it a little messed up. But you get the idea. Any systems in that range are seeing crashes anywhere from 5 minutes to within, you know, between 5 minutes and 30 minutes of gameplay, and more specifically during the tutorial and one of the character's first missions, I believe. I can't remember the name of the character, though.
I've also seen...
You'd have to shut the system down and all that crap and lose all your shit. The hell is that?
I've also seen a problem with the PS3 version, differences between the downloadable and the disc version. Apparently the downloadable isn't getting as good graphics or anything with ripping, tearing, and stuff like that. Rendering in the distance has been an issue and everything. So that's also a problem there. And just to let you all know, anybody who's buying an Xbox 360 version of this game, there is an install disc. You need at least 8 gigabytes of hard drive space, whether it's on an external hard drive. I believe they support external hard drives. Whether it's on your hard drive, whether it's on a flash drive, you need at least 8 gigabytes. There's so many people who are calling up my place of work saying, hey, look, I need a flash drive. Do you sell an Xbox 360 flash drive? You don't need an Xbox 360 flash drive. You can use whatever flash drive you want. You just take it, put it in, format it with the system. I suggest don't get an 8 gig. Get something larger because they do cut down. If you get an 8 gig, you'll only have like 7 point something worth. On the back of the box, it says 8 gigs. So get something larger than 8 gigs. You're going to need it. So that's a little...
Preferably 16 or higher.
Or just free up some space on your goddamn hard drives, kids.
Well, no, the biggest problem is those people with the 4 gig, the new 4 gigs.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because you can't...
Also, don't install the play disc.
And don't install the play disc. Only install the install disc. Do not install the play disc.
Because if you install the play disc, then you're running into, from what I've heard, severe frame rate issues.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for the news
God,
this week.
God, I can't wait to this till it gets ported to the PC, because hopefully we're not going to have those kinds of problems. We'll have other ones.
Yep. Yeah, whole nother slew of problems.
Maybe it'll get ported over to SteamOS. Who knows?
So yeah, no console news today. Unfortunately, our console news only had to do with the new console of Steam's machines. So, sorry guys. But we're going to close out normally, like our episodes normally close out with the new releases. New releases span between 9/30/13 and 10/8/13. On 9/30, you have Cradle of Egypt 2 for the 3DS. On 10/1, you have Rune Factory for the 3DS. You have Eritan Odyssey Untold, the Millennium Girl for 3DS. NBA 2K14 for PC, PS3, Xbox. Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Trilogy for the Xbox 360. You also have Just Dance 2014 for PlayStation, Xbox, Wii, and Wii U. You have on 10/4 The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker HD for Wii U. You have Batman Arkham Bundle for the Xbox 360 and PS3. On 10/8/2013, you have Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition, PC, Xbox 360, PS3. You have F1 2013? Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, it's not that you typed it wrong. I'm just sitting there like, why are they releasing a 2013? Why is it not 2014? Anyways, F1 2013 for the Xbox 360 and PS3. Beyond Two Souls Special Edition for PS3. Capcom Essentials for the Xbox 360 and PS3. Dishonored Game of the Year Edition for PC, Xbox 360, PS3. And that's all.
No, you missed Disgaea.
Nope.
D2.
Oh.
Brightness, brighter darkness for the PS3.
I'm sorry about that, and I really do apologize that, because I love Disgaea. Wait.
He's all discombobulated now.
I don't even see Disgaea on my notes.
It's right under Borderlands 2, you knucklehead.
No, it's not there on mine. I got WW.
And before F1.
Nope, it says WW on my screen. Does not have Disgaea.
WW.
Yep.
Well, Disgaea D2, A Brighter Darkness on the PS3.
Oh, that's what happened. I overread it. I hit W. Yeah, okay. And Disgaea was an awesome game. I loved Disgaea. Oh, I wish I had a Sony so I could play that.
Well, let's look at it this way. Maybe it'll get ported over to the Steam OS, and then you That'd won't have nice. To worry about it.
Coming soon on Steam, between the dates, you have Arma Tactics on October 1st. You have Flashback also on October 1st. You have Air Conflex Vietnam on October 2nd. You have Agress Generations of War on the 3rd. You have Haunted Memories, which is a early access, on the 4th. You have the DLC F1 2013 Track Pack for the 4th. That's also the F1 2013. They both come out. As well as another DLC, F1 2013 90s Car Pack. You have Unholy Heights on Steam for October 4th. Gas Guzzlers Extreme for October 8th. You have Cooks Serve Delicious on October 8th. You have Bionic Dues on October 8th. And that is technically it.
Well, I have something to add.
There's a few that are unannounced dates, so we can't really tell you when they're coming out or not.
Can I add something?
What?
Don't forget about October 1st. That's a few hours from now, the Terraria update.
It's not a DLC.
It's a free DLC, damn it. It's adding 1,000 new items.
It is officially known as an... Okay, fine. And for anybody who has Terraria on the PC, you can have the unofficial DLC update for Terraria. There. Are you happy? Are you happy? It's probably not going to be out until midday tomorrow anyways, but...
Yeah, but still.
So with that, guys, thank you for listening yet again. Remember, send us your emails at funtimesgaming@gmail.com. We definitely want to hear your input on the Steam's 3 announcements and anything else that you want to say. You can find us on Twitter at FunTimesGaming. You can find us on Facebook at /FunTimesGaming. You can find our community page at ftg.guildlaunch.com. You can find Narm streaming on Twitch at you can find Narm streaming on Twitch at FTG Narmercell, myself streaming there as well at FTG Random Jack. Bordor, you got your stuff working, or are you still tweaking it out just a little bit more?
Still getting all the kinkies worked out, but for the most part, it's negligible right now.
So use a bigger hammer.
Yeah.
There. Sooner or later, he'll get back up. You can find us on Steam, Narmercell at FTG Narmercell, Bordor at FTG Bordor, me at FTG Random Jack. I got everything, didn't I?
Pretty much.
Cool. So, everybody have a good one.
Have fun.
Later, players.
Heed the crystal's call, everybody.
Play it on any screen you want. Yeah, doesn't matter whether it's TV or what monitor.
The pen!
blooper.